Welcome to Q&A with Perrier about calcium bentonite clay. I'm here today to answer your questions and discuss your anything you need to know about bentonite clay to the best of my ability. I do want to address something before we get started today. There's a lot of things circulating, misinformation circulating on the internet about lead and heavy metals in clay. And there is a recent article, it was a blog, and it says, detox clay may have dangerous amounts of lead, FDA says. Get that it says may have. All clays have heavy metals. All of them. They have 60 to 90 elements from the periodic chart. And if you took the raw element in certain amounts, it would probably kill you. But we all know that these are trace amounts, and trace elements or trace minerals are needed in the body. Here's the thing about clay. Clay is birthed through a volcano, and the heat charges the clay. It bonds the clay, and when it comes out in ash and sits for millions of years and develops into a bentonite clay, it is supercharged with a negative ion. That's the magnetic energy that helps clay do what it does. That's what draws the toxins into it. Now, the minerals in the clay, you don't take it for the minerals, you don't take it for the elements in the clay. They are bound together. It's called a superstructure, meaning it's a very strong structure and it doesn't break apart. The minerals, if you can imagine a chain link fence, there are covalent oxygen and hydroxide bonds in a clay. These oxygen and hydroxide molecules are called covalent bonds, very strong bonds. They attach to the negative charge on the particles, and it's like making a chain link fence, and all these molecules or elements are linked together like a chain link fence. It doesn't break out. It actually makes the charge layer in the clay that makes clay such a strong detoxifier. So imagine a clay particle as a very thin, microscopically thin layer, like a small business card. The inside layer of these cards on both top and bottom have many negative charges in them, very strong negative charges because of the number of them. This is the permanent or fixed layer. These minerals linked together with these covalent bonds is what makes the clay particle. So now you have a clay particle. You wouldn't have a clay particle if it weren't for these minerals linked together to making this negative bond inside there, that negative charge. The outer edges of the card is called the adsorption layer, while the inner is the fixed permanent absorption layer. The adsorption layer has some minerals in it that can be thrown off so it can take on a baddie. It has calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium. That's the only minerals you get from clay. It's probably not enough to make your daily, anywhere near your daily minimum supplements. Even though clays are sold as supplements sometimes, they're really not a mineral supplement. And yet, you can get, because of the complex structure and the things that clay does, you can get, if the body can make minerals, the clay can make minerals the body is deficient in that it doesn't even contain. So we'll get that. First, I want to explain this charge. So the mercury, the arsenic, the aluminum, the lead, these things, these minerals in clay in parts per million are linked together, and they make up that negative charge. What gives clay the negative charge? So it's not that the minerals are just loosely laying there, the elements are loosely laying there. They're bound together. So it stays together. It's in addition to that, the clay particle is too large to pass through the colon wall. It's non-digestible. You can't, the stomach, the body is not capable of breaking down the minerals, the elements in the clay and separating them out. So it's non-digestible. It just goes through from the mouth south picking up bad things. It's like a little garbage disposable truck stopping and truck picking up the negative things, the trash in the body, detoxing the body and cleansing the body. And it goes out with your poop. So it's just a cleansing machine that goes through the body. Now, that being said, when you have absorbed heavy metals from some other source and they're in your system, drinking the clay will keep any new ones from going in if you're eating something that has these in them. If people in Michigan drink the water and the water has lead in it, they need to be drinking clay with the water. I'd be drinking clay. Every time I took a drink, I would drink some clay because it will capture it before it's absorbed into the body. Once it's absorbed into the body is designed to filter out these things. But today we have so many toxins coming into our body, the kidney and liver are kind of on a treadmill and they can't keep up with filtering out all of the negative things, the bad things that gets in our system, the toxins, the bacteria, the viruses. So these things get stored in the soft joints and tissues, and over years we get disease. It lowers our energy level, and that affects our autoimmune system, and we start getting these autoimmune diseases because the body doesn't have the energy to maintain it. Now, another unique thing about clay is that it's a catalyst. And as a catalyst, it provides activation energy. So many people start taking clay and they say, I have more energy, I feel better. Well, as a catalyst, enzymes in the body can attach to the clay particle and together they become co-creators. They can make things the body is deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain. And this was proved in a study they did on some shrimp in France that were living in pools of clay water. And the biologist said there's no way they can live on clay and water alone. There's no protein, there's no nutrition in clay. But they discerned, they took them out and tried to feed them and they died. They left them back in the clay water and they thrived. So they determined the shrimp had enzymes that attached to the clay particle that would actually make amino acids, and amino acids can make peptide chains, and long peptide chains can make protein, and it can make minerals and vitamins that the body needs. So it has a real uniqueness. Clay doesn't work from one ability. It has many abilities. The energy in clay is one, the fact that it's a catalyst, another. The electromagnetic charge for detoxing is another. The pH, clay has a very pH alkaline pH. So all those things work like an orchestra. They're each different instruments, but they make harmony in the body and they go through and help the body. So high levels of lead, if you have it in your body and you're drinking clay, don't think it's coming from the clay. We even had a lady who asked her doctor about it, and he said there's no way. That doctor knew about clay, but very few of them do. Very few people out there do, and they think because it's in there and it may be what seems like a high amount, it's not bioavailable to the body. The body would need very strong acid, stronger than the body can produce, to break it out, or it needs very high temperatures from 400 to 600 degrees centigrade, which equates to about 900 to 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit, and the body can't produce that much heat. So the heavy metals in clay are not going to harm the body. They are making up the negative charge. Their purpose is making the flat surface with the negative charge to draw the toxins in. Without them, we wouldn't have that negative charge. So they work on a completely different level. and they're actually beneficial to the body. You know, even if it has high amount, it can't get out of the clay molecule, not without the acid or the high temperatures. So, in Flint, Michigan, I wrote an article, and I want to send out there to the people of the city of Flint, because a lot of them need to detox. They need to chelate. And clay is one of the safest and less expensive forms of chelation. If you take the IV intravenous chelation, they are pumping chemicals into your bloodstream. Each treatment takes about 3 hours while you take this IV and the stuff to cleanse your blood. They say they recommend from 10 to 20 treatments that cost anywhere from $115 to $150 a treatment. And you have to go in every week. I'm not sure how many times a week you have to go, but you have to go in and sit there for 3 hours and have a needle stuck in you. Well, these children have been exposed to this. Do you really want them to have the trauma of sticking a needle in their vein and putting chemicals in their blood to clean it? The clay will do it. It will detox these chemicals out of the body through clay baths. Now, I've got some testimonials from people who had, actually, there were two children that had high levels of lead, and I want to read you the testimonials. One of them was a 12-month-old child, and so when our daughter was 12 months old, we took her to a holistic practice for a checkup. They did routine hair analysis on her and found out she had lead in her system. We immediately started giving her clay baths 3 times a week for 2.5 to 3 months. Additionally, we gave her a teaspoon of hydrated clay with her food 1 time a day, every day for 2 months. We had her blood tested, and lead levels greater than 10 micrograms are considered abnormal, according to the Center for Disease Control. Our daughter's test results came back at 2 micrograms out of the normal range of 0 to 9. We will continue to give her clay as well as doing the baths to completely remove the lead from her system. But we are very relieved that her levels are getting so closer to zero, and we didn't have to go the routine of the intrusive chelation treatments. So, yes, it has lead in it, but it can draw the lead out. And this is what I'd really like to get across to people. Another one I've told the story many times is about the young boy that had the high lead levels. He had 7.3 levels of lead in his blood. His dad didn't want him to go through the intravenous chelation. The child was born with a birth defect and had multiple surgeries and lots of treatment, lots of antibiotics in his lifetime. And the thought of giving the intravenous chelation treatments was just more trauma. He didn't have a very good association with hospitals and needles. So he heard about the clay and started giving him 2 clay baths a week, 1 cup clay baths for 3 months. And then he gave him a tablespoon at night for acid reflux. And she said, that's all we did. And after a few baths, my son started asking for the chocolate milk baths. When they went back to the doctor checked him, and there was zero levels of lead in his system. So I think if you know anybody in Flint, Michigan, tell them about bentonite clay. In addition to that, we have other testimonials that you can find on my new information site, bentoniteclayinfo.com. Look at the testimonials and their hair analysis, their tests there with people with high levels of heavy metals in their system who did the clay treatments and lowered or totally got rid of the level. Okay, I've spent quite a bit of time on this, reason being that I thought it's important, since these articles are getting on the internet, I don't want people to be afraid of clay. Understand that the clay is safe and it's non-digestible. The minerals in the clay serve another purpose. They serve the detox negative charge. So I don't know how to explain it any better than that. I have an article I've written out with scientific validation on references on different points. If anyone would like it, if they'd let me know, I'd be happy to send it to them. It's on that information safe. Why is bentonite clay safe? So I think that's the name of the title, but it'll be right up at the top of the articles on that bentonite clay info.com. So now let's get back to answering questions, and let me see what we have in queue here. Craig from Kansas City. I read the following information online about calcium bentonite clay mask and would like to hear what you think. It said, do not let your mud mask dry on your skin. As soon as the clay starts drying, it actually begins drawing out moisture from your skin. This can cause some horrible dehydration and irritation. Well, again, clay is magical in how it performs, but if you do let it dry, when you wash it off, you feel your skin and it feels baby soft. Yes, it pulls out excess oils, bacteria. If you have a swollen ankle, you want to put it on there because it will pull out the excess fluid. Clay has a wisdom of its own. It knows where to go and what to do, and I don't know how to explain it other than that. It's sort of miraculous in that action. I've taken clay baths and I get out and my skin is soft as a baby's skin. I don't rinse off, I just dry off. In the wintertime, we get some dry skin. If you want to mix a little bit of olive oil in with your hydrated clay for your mask, you can, but it won't take but just a little bit. Stir it into the mask and put it on. But it's not going to dehydrate the body. I use the citrus green tea body cream that Living Clay Company makes on my body after a bath. It has clay in it, and the clay actually holds the softness on your skin. It doesn't dry out. Most lotions or hand creams you put on, in 30 minutes to an hour, you need to redo it because your skin's dry again. This keeps your skin feeling like velvet all day long. So if you do have dry skin in the wintertime, I recommend that. I put it on my arms, my legs, my face, my neck, and my skin feels like velvet all day long. So try that. Sue Wang in Chicago. I have two questions. I'd like to use it for an enema. How can I make an enema water? Number two, I drank 1 teaspoon of clay with 2 ounces of water early morning, but I feel uncomfortable. I am used to coffee enemas 2 times a week. Is any relation to drinking clay and coffee enemas? Thank you. You can add clay to your coffee enema. I have a lot of people that take clay enemas. You want to add 2 ounces of the premixed liquid clay. And if you're mixing it every day, the 1 teaspoon to 2 ounces of water, let me recommend that if you have a blender, you make 4 cups at a time, keep it on your kitchen cabinet, and just pour off the amount you want to drink each morning. It's easier and it stays more emulsified, and you don't have the little grittiness in the bottom. If you will put 4 cups of water in a blender, add 1/2 cup of clay, blend it on high for 30 seconds, pour it into a quart container, and just leave it there. It won't spoil. Clay is inert. And you just go by and pour off what you need. I have some of those little Dixie cups. They're 1 to 2 ounces, and that's what I take a couple of times a day. It's just easier to take than having to stir it in, and sometimes you have to sit and let it wait so it gets emulsified, and a lot of times there's grit there, and I'm not fond of the grit, but if you use it in the blender like that, you'll sort of eliminate that. Again, take 2 ounces of that premixed liquid and add it to a pint of water. And if you want to do it along with your coffee enema, that's fine. I think if you'll mix it in the blender and drink it, if it's making you a little uncomfortable, add a tiny bit more water to it, not maybe another ounce of water to it so it's not quite so thick, and see if that helps. But it shouldn't make you feel uncomfortable unless it's trying to clean out your lower colon and maybe you're not taking enough of it. Drinking clay and a coffee, it's not going to hurt to affect your coffee enema if you drink the clay. And we have quite a few people who take clay enemas as well. So thank you for your questions. Okay, Cheryl, I'm most definitely on the air. Thank you. I love Cheryl. She keeps me posted. I hit a button and I heard something, and it looked like I was on the air, but I didn't want to just be talking in vain. So, well, it looks like that's all the questions we have right now. Let me go back and refresh. I have quite a few people on the phone line today. Let me ask if anybody has a question they'd like to ask or even a comment they would like to make. I'm open to that. The new book is out, and we're asking people, if you read it and you like it, if you would leave a review, either going into the Ex Libris site from the order form on theclaybook.com. When you click, you're like you're going to order, it takes you to the order page, and there's a line there, and it'll say overview about the author, excerpts from the book, and reviews. And you can click there and leave a review. Won't pop up immediately. They look at the review, and it takes them they don't go in every day to post the review, so give them a little while to post the review. If you ordered on Amazon.com, you can leave a review there. But I really appreciate your help on that. So now then, if anyone would like to get on the line with me, if has a question or a comment, if you'll press star 2 on your phone, it will open your line. That's star 2 on your line. All right. Remember, I do have that article, and I'd be happy to send it in to anyone. If you go to bentoniteclayinfo.com, my phone number and email address are on that site, and you can shoot me an email or give me a call, either one. It's my desire to keep the information flowing. The new company has part of their About Clay site up, but a lot of the links are dead, so the Bentonite Clay info is what was on that site before, plus new information. I've written quite a few new articles lately, and they'll be posted there. So I'm not getting any questions here. Let me go back over and see if we have any more questions. Well, I'm not having many questions today. How about that? Okay, let me go back to... I had a lady call the other day that said she just had to call and tell me. She said, my husband is violently reactive to poison ivy. He said he doesn't even have to touch it. If he walks by it, he will start breaking out. And the other day he came out and he was starting to get an outbreak, and usually they have to give him steroid shots to get it under control. And she immediately took him in, took his clothes off, put him in the washer, wiped him down with the clay mask, and put him in a clay bath and left him there for 30 minutes, and she would take the clay and just rub on his skin like it was soap on a wash rag and cleaned him off real good. And she took him in and put a sheet on the bed and dried him off and laid him down, and she covered him with a thin layer of the clay on all the places also, and said the next morning there were just one or two little pink places. There was no itching, and he didn't have the outbreak like he used to. It literally stopped it. The clay will pull that oil off that seals the poison in, and it gets in there and pulls the poison out. Now, there's been a lot of concern about the Zika virus with the mosquitoes. And I've just written an article about that that I'm going to post and send out to everybody soon. If you carry a little container of the clay mask with you at all times, it's a known fact that clay will pull out the venom of insect bites. I don't care if it's a brown recluse, a black widow spider, a rattlesnake, or a copperhead. You put the clay on there immediately, you will feel it pulling the venom out. A wasp, we had a gentleman that lived in Hawaii and he got stung by jellyfish and came in and put it, he had just these red streaks all across his chest. And he put the clay on immediately, and it pulled it out. It stopped the horrible sting, and the red whelps went away. So if you have children, you know, they draw mosquitoes like a magnet. And if you read the can of this, these insect repellents, you're putting chemicals on their skin, and it will say do not leave on for prolonged periods of time, particularly on children. And that's the defense people are using besides spraying. With all the spraying, we're killing off a lot of good insects out there. We are disrupting the whole environmental process. You know, get you some lizards and put out in your flower bed. Things that, you know, what's going to happen to the bird and the bat population if they don't have insects to eat? And what about pollination of our plants? So we can start a chain reaction of horror here from trying to kill off all the mosquitoes in the world. So keep a little thing of, and you know when you've been bit by a mosquito immediately and you see the little whelp, you feel the itching. Glob a dab of clay on there, let it dry, wash it off. If it's still whelpy, put some more on and keep doing it till it goes away. Generally one application, if you let it dry without wiping it off, we'll do it. I definitely recommend that, to tell everybody to get some and try that. When you get a mosquito bite, keep clay with you. Keep it in your pocket, in your purse, in your car. Now, if you can get little containers just to put you enough, because all you need is a dab. And put it, you can save for babies, it's safe for infants. Just put it on those insect bites and suck that venom out before it has a chance. The quicker you get it on there, the quicker it's going to get it out. It works on wasp stings, it works on fire ants. If you can get it immediately on fire ants and just cover yourself with clay and let it dry, they don't even get to the little pus stages. And it takes that burn and sting out. So keep some clay handy and available for mosquitoes this summer. If we have a wet summer, we're going to really have a lot of mosquitoes. And it scares me to think what about all this spraying is going to do to our whole environmental system. Is it going to kill off the bees and the other insects? We can just start a horror chain reaction here. And using so much of those repellents on our skin, that stuff just absorbs into your system. And I couldn't even find on the can where it said anything about what was in it. Now, we know it has oils and scents, but these are chemicals you're putting on your skin. And, you know, there's a smell. I can just take the can into the house and it, my kitchen smell like the stuff. Gotten on the outside or something. I was trying to read in that very fine print. If you read the very fine print, particularly about children not leaving it on for too long at a time, and people come in and at night you're tired, you forget you have it on, the fragrance has kind of dissipated or you've gotten used to it, and you crawl into bed and here you're getting this chemical in your bed and on your sheets. Some people bathe at night, some people wait till the morning. So just keep a little clay with you and use a little clay and have that sanctity. Well, I'm not seeing any more questions. Let me go back over to the conference line. Again, does anyone have a question they'd like to ask? Tell your friends and neighbors about clay for mosquito bites, too. It works on all kinds of insect bites and even snake bites. There's a story of a man that got bit 3 times by copperheads, and he had clay on his property, and he just went down and dug up some wet clay and packed it on the bite. Never went to the doctor. I had a lady last summer that called me, and she had 3 dogs, and during the summer, all 3 dogs got bit by rattlesnakes, and of course they were sticking their face where it didn't belong, and they were all face bites. And the first one, she put clay on it immediately, and in 2 days the swelling was down. Within a week, the dog was fine. The second time she was out of town, her neighbor was watching her dog, didn't know about the clay, grabbed the dog up, took it to the vet, got it shots. She didn't put the clay on because she wanted to see how the shots would do. It took 2 weeks for that dog's head to go down and for him to finally get over it. And she had a $2,000 vet bill. I can't imagine an immunization shot costing $2,000, but that's what she said. Maybe they went in on a Sunday, and I don't know. That just didn't compute. But anyway, that dog, it took 2 weeks. Her other dog got bit. She treated it with the clay, and she would just put it on there. At first, it's tender, and they don't want you to touch it, so you kind of slap it on there. And then when they're sleeping, you go by and put some more on. And anyway, the other two, you know, within 2 days, the swelling was gone. Now, we lived out on the ranch. We had a Doberman, and he got bit one summer. And his face swole up. I carried him to the vet, and they gave him the shot. Didn't cost $2,000, but or anywhere near that. But anyway, his head swole up, and he looked like a pit bull. I've never seen. And he would try to lay down. He couldn't even put his head on his paws. So he would try to lay down. He didn't want his head to touch anything. And he would go to the water bowl, and he'd just kind of gently stick his tongue down in the water bowl to get some water. And I don't know if animals in the wild get bit, and they have more resistance to us, but it's always dangerous if it's around the face, close to the heart. So there you have it. Get some clay and keep it with you. Well, our time is up for today. Thank you for letting me rant and rave about the fear of heavy metals and clays. Rest assured, clay is not a supplement, it's not a food, it's not a drug, and it doesn't fit the parameters of the FDA. So when it doesn't fit those parameters, if there's any amounts, anything in there, they're going to say it may be high, may not be high. Different deposits have different deals. But it's locked into the clay, and it's not going to get out and into your body. I assure you of that. So help to dispute that. You know, I've been taking it for 20 years, and I'd be dead by now if the minerals, if the heavy metals in clay were available to the body. And I know people who've been taking it longer than I have, so I'm sort of a lifting test. I'm going to ask one more time if anybody has any questions they'd like to ask. And I'm not seeing anything. Let me check the quick Q&A one more time. All right. Well, thank you for listening in. Cheryl will get the recording out to you. And go out and have a great day and look for opportunities and blessings. They're there waiting for you. It's a wonderful day in Texas. It's going to be 80 degrees today in February. Our plants are going to start blooming, so it is what it is. Enjoy it wherever you are and whatever the condition is to the best of your ability. Thank you for listening in. This is Perrier signing out.